Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican was tired of all the bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their face, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now I introduce to you the loudest spick from Brooklyn, Louis B.
I was born in Brooklyn, okay? My accent is a fucking Brooklyn accent, okay? Okay?
Yeah, you better fucking recognize him from Brooklyn. My accent is from Brooklyn. Brooklyn? I was born in Brooklyn.
I was born in Brooklyn, okay? My accent is a fucking Brooklyn accent, okay? Okay?
Okay. All right. Anyways, yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Today is our unsigned artist listening party. We're going to be playing some rock bands, bands you should be listening to. We actually got this new band. They're a duo, an all-girl duo. They're called Addictive Tragedy. They're from Buffalo, New York. We're going to be premiering their song at 8 o'clock. Let's get the festivities started. Let's get Bush Crime Family. He's on the line.
Yeah, he's And that's it.
And that's it. Yeah.
What's that kid's website?
Oh, you mean Robert? Okay, Robert Winnick, you want to check out his website? It's cool. Feel free to hook him up with shit. It's NWOAlert.com. That's NWOAlert.com.
All right.
So, yeah.
So that's it. So what's going on? I see everybody's here in the house tonight.
We're getting down
that good old Brooklyn shit, huh?
Yeah, we're going to get some Brooklyn shit down. We got more people going to show up later in the hour, so...
Much later, huh?
Yeah, shut up. Shh, don't tell everyone my secrets.
What? Talk English.
Don't tell everyone my damn secrets. Shush, you.
How much is it worth it?
Anyways, we're going to get started. This is My Beloved Tragedy.
How much is it worth? I got some shit on you.
Yeah, that's nice. Hey, we got guests, too, in the chat room. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're going to start the show off with My Beloved Tragedy from their Say Goodbye album, track 6. This is Sanctuary.
Not so tragic, but will you stand the time it takes till this is up right when my strength diminishes. Do you think that you can own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your thoughts of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me now? Do you still want me now?
Tell me to unmute you.
Yeah, fucking A. Now you shut me up, and I was happy there. Talk, what's up?
Nah, I just found this article. Treasury announces targeted investment program of city-style rescues.
They're not going to do nothing to rescue us, bro. Let us die. They don't care about us anyway.
The Treasury has announced a fresh new wave of insanity called the Targeted Investment Program, in which the Treasury will mull city-style rescues on case-by-case basis. The Treasury Department opened the door Friday to using a Citigroup-style rescue package to help other troubled financial institutions. The financial lifeline thrown to Citigroup, Inc. in late November involved backing billions in risky assets and providing the banking giant with a fresh capital infusion. The Treasury said participation by other companies in such a program will be weighed on a case-by-case basis. Treasury said it would consider, among other things, whether the destabilization of a financial institution could threaten the viability of creditors and others. It also would weigh the extent to which the institution faced a loss of confidence because of the troubled asset it held.
Mm-hmm.
The information was contained in guidelines for the Intuitive, dubbed the Target Investment Program, unveiled on Friday. This program will be applied with extreme discretion in order to improve market confidence in the systematically significant institution and in financial markets broadly, the department said. It is not anticipated that the program will be made widely available. Expect no discretion. The Treasury has thrown $350 billion around with no accounting. The Treasury and Fed are facing class action suits under the Freedom of Information Act for refusing to say how the money already allocated has been spent. See Bloomberg sues Fed to force disclosure of collateral. Also see Fox Business Network sues the Treasury Department. The Treasury has committed billions more in funding the Congress than Congress has allocated. See Paulson's $6 billion foot in the door play. The Treasury makes subprime auto loans. When the Treasury says it will use extreme discretion in order to improve market confidence, it really means there will absolutely no discretion. That it will do what it damn well wants, anytime it wants, whether it has the money to do so or not. That's from freedomsphoenix.com. Check them out, freedomsphoenix.com. It's on the front page. Also, revolution in the air. Thousands of shoes thrown on Miami highway.
I hope they would take all the money that's underneath the Vatican, all the gold, the whole world could eat.
Well, of course not. They're not going to do that. Reported by Jose Palagrillo of the Miami Herald, thousands of work boots, bass slippers, tennis sneakers, and beach sandals, even rollerblades, all inexplicably materialized, strewn upon the southbound lanes. Holy crap, I'm getting a... Hold on. Jesus Christ. I'm doing the show right now, asshole. I'm doing the show right now. I'm live on the air talking to you, asshole. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You could have just texted that to me.
No, I believe in reply.
All right. Thank you. I'm in the middle of a story right now.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
I know exactly who that was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mountain of those thousands used shoes is now somewhere in northern Miami-Dade County. A Florida Highway Patrol officers are distributing them to local and national nonprofits that promise to give them to the poor. No witnesses have come forward to explain just how the shoes appeared at 7:42 a.m. on the southbound lane of the busy highway between... You son of a bitch, he's taking a shit while he's on the show with me. Holy crap. Yeah. Alrighty. Anyways, there's a video here from CNN. Let me play that for you real quick. Damn. I got it. Okay, that shows nothing. It just shows a guy cleaning up the fucking thing. Damn shoes that are on the road. Just so, you know, Google it on YouTube. Anyways, back to the freaking music. That's enough of the news. News that you need to know. Yes. You're pissed off at something? Just throw a shoe at it. Like that guy. I mean, over here in the MTA, raising fares... they're also talking about raising business taxes.
They're going to make people take their shoes off before they go in places now.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing
to say. I come in here with shoes, but I got holes in my socks. I'm wearing sandals. Doesn't matter, sir. Oh, you mean you're gonna tell me something really fucked up, aren't you? Yeah. I'm surprised. You know, women have been doing it for years. You know, they get.
Where's all these people you were talking about?
What? I'm just making. I was making a joke. I was.
Did they get lost in cyberspace?
I was doing. Yeah. Stop hating. I mean, they're on their way. Don't worry. They're coming. So, yeah, that was from freedomsphoenix.com. If you want some news up there, freedomsphoenix.com.
Fuck, I still didn't get what I wanted.
Never get what you want. Anyways, we're going to be moving on. We got some more music coming your way.
This really good. Where's everybody else at?
Shut up. Damn it.
I mean, everybody, the bleachers are overflowing.
Oh, we got a caller from New York. New York, hey, what's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
We got two deer in the backyard, and the bleachers are overflowing. What do we do?
Hey, what's up? Hey, guest three. Hey, we got New York up in the chat room. We got New Jersey up in the chat room.
I'm unmuted.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, New Jersey, how you doing? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. All right, whatever. We're gonna be moving on. We got no one wants to talk. We got like callers on the line.
New York, who's that?
Yeah, we got some dude from New York. How you doing?
Yo, what's up, boys?
What's up? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, the fastest growing internet radio show on the net.
Are there any broads on this line?
Any what?
Any girls on this line?
Soon, hopefully.
Yes.
Jesus. Any girls here? He hung up. Chicks. Anyways, we're going to be moving on. We got some new music coming at 8 o'clock from an all-girl band. So I guess those are the broads to which you're speaking of. We're going to be moving on. This is Loquissimo with La Campanas. Check them out.
What's up, man? I don't. Loquissimo. K-Nap. Ya tú sabes cómo es. Sorry, homie. You gotta do it like this.
Cuando suene la campana, dime qué tú vas a hacer.
Que son menos infeliz, o dura par de meses en coma con máquinas para vivir. Tu león te considera de tu ticket para el Nietzsche. Se tira par de fotos y de ve en el afiche. Ya tocamos la campana, aunque va a oírse. Que ya en par de horas lo encuentra con la lombrice. Mi corazón es frío como sacado del frente. El juego lo controlamos hasta que el mundo termine.
Cuando suene la campana, dime que tú vas a hacer.
De lo tuyo con ceniza, que me vas a matar si pero te risa, y espero que estés preparado, retrocede, no te conviene, no insista, puso way back como un estilista, te tumbo la bola como un dentista, te apago las luces como un electricista, siete potencias como un espiritista, te tengo el tarima en falda como un fucking travestista, de esa pista, be happy willing, como un motociclista, o eres crazy pro, porque de eso soy un especialista, Miracle K, blessing a Mike like Juan Batista, de capítulo de tu muerte, yo soy el protagonista, feca, no eres realista, eres infame en tu talento y este es mi punto de vista.
Cuando suene la campana, dime que tú vas a hacer.
tormenta. 24 horas cada día que amanezca. De par de bolsa y hierba hace un bondo de manteca. Bifón de cáncer fate, vaqueamos en la tierra. Cerramos una cerveza, mis amigos en la celda. Frito, Dali, siempre se recuerda. Hicimos estupideces jovencito en la escuela. Pero nunca pensamos como el futuro no llega. La vida es una sola, droga, crimen y pistola. Tú sabes las consecuencias, ponte alerta a lo ahora. Cuando menos pienses, te levante la tirola. Haciendo 25 tu futuro en una soga.
Cuando suene la campana, dime qué tú vas a hacer. Cuando escuche la pistola, ¿dónde tú vas a correr? Cuando suene la campana, dime qué tú vas a hacer. Cuando escuche la pistola, ¿dónde tú vas a correr?
Cuando suene la campana, loquísimo, trayendo la música de la capital del crimen.
Yeah, that was Loquísimo.
Oh, what's up? Lake County, what's up?
Loquísimo, that was Locampanas. Check them out. MySpace.com/LOKIXXIMO Boys with a Z. MySpace. Hit them up.
Ooh.
Or MySpace.com/ La Vision, or L.A. Vision. Hey, snap, it's Lake County Ghost Hunters. Hey, long time no see, guys. Holy crap, Lake County Spook Hunters. They be hunting them spooks in Chicago. Guys could type in the chat room, man. Holy
crap. That's Obama's town.
Yeah, that is Obama's town. Oh, yeah, word, call in. I want to talk about, I want to know what, how you guys feel about, Blagojevich, the Blagojevich, my bitch, like my bitch, bitch, something, yeah, Lake County Spook Hunters, yo, we go long way.
I'm terrible on here.
Yeah, what? Oh, hell, hold on, I guess I gotta do this. Alrighty, how do I sound?
That's better.
Yeah, I gotta do the fucking bass boost. I mean, not the bass boost, the mic boost. Lake County Spook Hunters. Yeah, I got their player, I got their show player on my, on the crotchshotradio.com website. Just scroll down where you see radio shows that are friends, or friends of the show. You'll find their player, just check them out. They're on, they're still on Blog Talk Radio. They suck. Fuck Block Talk. Actually, while okay, while we're waiting, let's play.
Oh, come on.
Come on, what? This is the music show. Stop being a bitch.
Oh, maybe I'm in the wrong place.
You're in the wrong place. You know Saturdays are my fucking music show. This is not the talk show, so. This is... this is Black Suit Youth. With Dropout.
Like, ma'am.
I'm so bored out of my mind. On this empty subway line. You know these are the darkest days. The dirty and depraved. Talk.
their song Dropout. Check them out, myspace.com/blacksuityouth. Yeah, their bass player is hot. She is beautiful. Check her out, man. I was at their concert not too long ago, just staring at her. They sound fantastic in concert, but just staring the hell out their bass player. She is gorgeous. Gorgeous. Like Amy Lee with more color on her. Gorgeous. She's like, you know what I mean? Black Suit Youth. So, all right, gonna go hit it, do a twofer. This is East of Eden by Black Suit Youth. With their song East of Eden. Again, check them out, myspace.com/blacksuityouth. Yeah, Lake County Ghost Hunter sent me this story. Texas jail closes after recliners found in cells. This is reported by the Associated Press on Yahoo News. Fort Worth, Texas. A jail in northern Texas has been closed and its nearly 60 inmates transferred as authorities investigate what they call dangerous conditions for jailers and those behind bars, including cells that locked from the inside or contained recliners. Five inmates have already been moved from the Montague County Jail to one in a nearby county this month after an FBI raid said Jack McKay, Jack, District Attorney for Montague, Clay, and Archer counties. Jack declined to say what prompted the investigation, also being conducted by the Texas Rangers. We got Walker, Texas Ranger. But he said authorities found contraband in the jail. New Sheriff Paul Cunningham moved the inmates to the Wise County Jail on Thursday, a few hours after he was sworn in. Jack said some surveillance camera cords had been disconnected. Recliners were in cells. Some bathrooms and cells were locked from the inside, and inmates had made partitions out of paper towers to block jailers' views inside the cells. One alarming discovery was a type of rack made of nails, he said. The action was taken because there was a concern for the safety of the prisoners and the jail personnel, Jack said on Friday. Some inmates had apparently used extension cords to lock deputies out, and unidentified pills were strewn about the jail cells. Dallas-Fort Worth television station WFAA reported, no one has been arrested, but Jack plans to present evidence to a grand jury and said a number of people, inmates as well as jailers, could be indicted. The U.S. Attorney, U.S. Attorney's Office also working with the FBI and may bring federal charges, Jack said. The FBI in Dallas did not immediately return calls seeking comment Friday. Cunningham told WFAA-TV that the conditions made him shiver, but said he hopes the jail will reopen in 2 months with repairs made and inmates back under a new set of rules. The jail in Montague County, about 65 miles northwest of Fort Worth, has had problems in the past. In early 2002, four inmates broke out after overpowering a guard with a homemade knife. The two convicted killers and two murder suspects drove off in the guard's SUV, but were caught 10 days later at the Hogan at the Oklahoma convenience store. Montague County Jail had been put on warning about 3 months before the escape for falling. Sure, I see nothing. I know nothing. Hogan. Short of the guard to inmate ratio. After the breakout, officials made a surprise visit and found the jail still out of compliance. That's some bullshit. Oh, man. Hogan. Fucking Hogan's Heroes up in that chat. Damn. They got recliners, you know. They probably had porn and shit, like, you know. Probably had, like, hookers. Louis, you need to post your shows up on MySpace more. I can send bulletins. Oh, it is as long as I am on it. Yeah, no, I'm going to be on for until 9, so if you want to, feel free and invite people. I don't mind. The more the merrier. Thanks for the story, man. This is funny as hell. Fucking got Hogan's Heroes breaking out. Probably made a gun out of soap and shit. Like, open the door, nigga! Fucking hilarious. Yes. Yes, very good. 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 Made a dildo out of soap. I will fuck you in the ass if you do not open this door. Okay. I'll pretty much comply. Do not threaten my ass. There will be no threatening of my butthole. It's fucking hilarious. Damn system turning inmates into homosexuals. Yeah, I know. What the fuck is that about? Seriously? I mean, not that it's wrong being gay or anything, but fuck, you know? I mean, shit. It's like, well, there's nothing I can do. Hey, welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show, Guest 9. How you doing? Gonna be playing some more music right after this commercial. Our republic is in danger. Our rights are being taken away. Do you have a feeling that there's something going wrong? You instinctively know when the news is lying. Have a huge abundance of common sense? Then it's your duty to get involved and educate others and mobilize. We Are Change is a citizens-based grassroots peace and social justice movement working to reveal the truth behind the events of September 11th, as well as the lies of the government and corporate elite who remain suspect in this crime. We Are Change also aids the sick and dying first responders through fundraising and social outreach programs in order to promote awareness of those who suffer from physical, emotional, and psychological traumas they received in the aftermath of 9/11. We Are Change also seeks an uncompromising and independent investigation into the crimes of 9/11, with subpoena power granted to obtain a long overdue resolution for the survivors and families of the deceased. We reject the official explanation of the events leading up to, during, and after the attacks on September 11th, 2001. As well as fear-based politics and state-mandated propaganda being disseminated by the corporate media, which has facilitated the cover-up of 9/11. We have many chapters across the country, and now even a Spanish-language organization. Go to wearechange.org to find a chapter that's right for you. We Are Change is a peaceful organization that does not discriminate in any way. We are a tolerance of all, regardless of racial, religious, ethnic, or sexual orientation. Join us now. That's wearechange.org. Yeah, man, join We Are Change and join in the fight for our republic and for our constitutional rights. Hey, you guys want a copy of that promo for your radio show or for anything else, send me an email and I will send it to you free of charge. That's crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Feel free, you know, just put We Are Change promo and I will send it to you. That goes double for you, Lake County Spook Hunters. If you want it for your show, let me know. Just send me an email and I'll just send it to you. Yeah. All right, we're going to play this next commercial. This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States? In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotchshot Radio Show. Yeah. Yo, what's up? We got Oregon up in the chat, up in the call. How you doing, Oregon? Welcome to the Crotchshot Radio Show. Why do people freaking call and just not say nothing? Dude, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? All right, he hung up, douchebag. All right, we got Lake County Ghost Hunter. He just sent me an email. He wants to, damn, he hung up. I had to choose an iPod at Walmart for Christmas. And I'm sorry, dude. I got a Zune. Fuck your iPod. Zoom got fucking Wi-Fi. I could fucking update my shit without a computer. Just like, well, you know, we'll still need the computer. Hey, guest 11, welcome to the Crotchshot Radio Show. Enjoy. All right, we're gonna be moving on. We got some more music. Guest 12, how you doing? Welcome to the Crotchshot Radio Show. Crotchshot Radio Show crotchoutradio.com or crotchoutradio.com, our mirror site. We're going to be moving on with some music. This is Set the Charge with their song, Those Who Stand. Nope, that wasn't Set to Charge. That was Reborn. And that's an 8-minute ass song. So, yeah, enjoy. This is Reborn with Those Who Stand on the CrotchShotRadioShow.com. We'll be right back. is reborn with their song. Those Who Stand. Check them out at I forgot what fucking where they are. I gotta log on to crushoutradio.com to find out, to remind myself what the fuck is their fucking website. Pretty sure it's myspace.com/reborn or something like that. Let's check them out. We got, yeah, under the Kickass unsigned band list. All you gotta do is just click on the name and it will take you to their website on the Crotch Out Radio. Well, on crotchoutradio.com. Yeah, okay, it's myspace.com/reborn band rocks. That's myspace.com/reborn band rocks. Yeah, we're gonna be moving on. We got some more music. This is Bread Fan with their song, The Well. Check them out, myspace.com/breadfan. They're from Canada, so they're fucking awesome. Oh man, delicious. Fucking spiteful motherfuckers, man. Yeehaw. So yeah, I got a friend. She just gave birth. I'm trying to get her to come in the room and then give a shout out to the baby.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
She just had a baby boy, so now she has a boy and a girl. So her ovaries are now complete, which means she could get herself sterilized and I could bang her without a condom because she's already complete. No, I'm just kidding. Facebook. Yeah, I got a Facebook. Check out our Facebook and MySpace account. Just Crotch Shot Radio on the MySpace. You know, everything, we have it all centralized. We got a Twitter. All on CrotchShotRadio.com. Yeah. So, yeah, pretty much it. Yeah, we got a... Yeah, so I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the show. We're gonna be premiering this new song from this lovely group, this grupo. They're called damn, what the fuck? Something Tragedy. Oh, I forgot what the fuck that name is. Oh, on We Are Change Recruit is on its way. Woo! Yeah, this is Addictive Tragedy. This is, yeah, Addictive Tragedy with their song. Live on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Their song. Gonna tease it a little bit. I'm gonna play their song right after this commercial. During President George W. Bush's surprise visit to Iraq in December 2008, an Iraqi journalist threw his shoes in Bush's face during a press conference with Iraq Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki. The first shoe sailed past his right cheek, and he had to duck to avoid the second one as it flew over his head. President Bush later told reporters that he did not feel the incident was a big deal, and it did not represent the Iraqi media as a whole. In the Arab world, throwing a shoe at someone is a sign of high disrespect. In order to help the Iraqis improve their aim, on their pitching, in association with Major League Baseball, the Crotch Shot Radio Show will host a pitching clinic with superstar instructors such as New York Yankee the Rocket Clemens and Boston Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez, both known for beating motherfuckers in ass. To help support this program, send a check or money order to Halliburton, P.O. Box 666, New World Order, New York 10036. Alrighty, and now, let us premiere Addictive Tragedy song, Miles in Between. That was Miles in Between by Addictive Tragedy. Very, very haunting sounding. It's very, ominous. Yeah, no, it sounds pretty good. Just check them out, myspace.com/addictivetragedy. Yeah, moving on. Sounds fantastic. This is, we're going to be playing some more music. This is Section 8 Cartel with Dreamcatcher.
We'll be right back.
that was Section 8 Cartel with their song Dreamcatcher. Just listening, and the woman is yapping on the phone. What woman? Keeps coming and coming. Alright, this is... we're going to keep going with some music. That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Dreamcatcher. Check them out, myspace.com/section8.com. I mean, Section 8 Cartel. Damn. Yeah, fucking... okay, well...
I was born in Brooklyn, okay? My accent is a fucking Brooklyn accent, okay? Okay?
Oh, man. Alrighty. Gonna keep going. This is Hungry Tiger with Cannibal. Check them out, HungryTiger.com. Gonna be moving on right now. We're gonna be playing again some more Hungry Tiger. We're gonna be playing Life on a String and Big Reward.
Deep in a dream.
That was the Hungry Tigers. Check them out on hungrytigers.com. Yeah, they're going to keep moving on. This is Brett Fan with Before Hours. Yeah, that was Brett Fan with their song Before Hours. Yeah, I'm gonna be like to thank everyone for listening to the show. Gonna be check us back out tomorrow at 7 p.m. We're gonna end the show right now. Just like to thank everyone.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican was tired of all the bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off.
by shoving a mirror in their face, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now I introduce to you the loudest spick from Brooklyn, Louis B.
I was born in Brooklyn, okay? My accent's a fucking Brooklyn accent, okay?